10th canto, chapter 1st. First, today being the most auspicious day of the appearance of the Lord, Supreme Truth Krishna, we must go through the pages of 10th canto and try to understand the mystery behind the appearance of the Supreme Absolute Truth. Some beautiful words. The same time, we should remember very clearly that devotional attitude is always dormant with our soul. The nature of soul is that it should serve the Supreme Absolute Truth, Krishna. The soul, being part and parcel of Krishna, has nothing else to do. And if we can digest this point while staying in the material world also, we don't have to do anything. Because we forget this truth. That's why we are in a miserable condition. As soon as you go against your nature, the result is misery. If you go along with the nature, that is, to serve the Supreme Whole, the part and parcel has to serve the Supreme Whole. And somehow or the other, if we forget this fact, then to that extent, we are in a miserable condition in the material world. And the pure devotional service is very nicely and confidentially described throughout the pages of Bhagavatam and more so in the 10th canto, wherein the confidential matters regarding the appearance of the Lord are completely clearly and very nicely described by Sri Rupad in a very easy language that even a child can understand. The beauty of the Prabhupada's scriptures is that he has bisected each and every word, word by word. You know, bisection is needed. The medical students, they want to study the constitution of human body. And that's why they take the frog, because the frog body and the human body, the construction is similar. So when they take the frog, they bisect the frog and open his skin. And then as the body is opened by them, by bisection, then they can see where the heart is situated, how the arteries from the heart, they are going on to the every limb of the body, and how the construction is similar to the human body. So this bisection gives them the clear idea of the construction of the body. The same way, when we try to study the word, we have to bisect it. And the meaning of bisection here is that each word and the equivalent supplied by Śrīla Prabhupāda has got to be studied. When he was alive, he was always telling devotees that please relieve me from these managerial duties, because I have to meditate on each and every word. And that is very correct. In Sanskrit language, one word, the same word, may have 10 meanings, and the appropriate meaning has to be given according to the story which is described, according to the verse, according to the chapter, according to the canto, and according to the purpose of Bhagavad. There are so many 4-5 factors had got to be considered. And it was the monopoly of Srila Prabhupada. I don't know where he studied Sanskrit to this extent. And he has given us correct meanings which are befitting in these circumstances in Srimad Bhagavatam. And that's why we should try to convince our mind that the nature of the soul is to serve the Supreme Soul. and this work, this has to be done first. Our nature is, because of the covering of the material body, we are prone to follow the sense gratificatory activities. And these sense gratificatory activities and the spiritual values of our life, they go ill together. And we try very hard to match them together. This is impossible. The body will always drag you to the deep level of the material existence. But the spirit soul wants to be with Krishna to the highest of the spiritual level. This is sangharsh, struggle. And this is known as the struggle for our existence. Those who realize to some extent this point with unflinching faith, they come to these stages. Now, since last so many years, we are following the devotional path according to the instructions of Srila Prabhupada. So we are not new now. That is why we pray Srila Prabhupada that he bestows his mercy upon us and gives us the intellect to follow the tenth canto in a right perspective. But otherwise, the neophyte devotees should not go to these stages in the beginning, unless they at least study first and second canto. Those who feel that they are not qualified, they should study at least the second chapter of first canto, which has 34 verses. And it will give you sufficient knowledge to get qualified to go to these pages of 10 canto, which are a very confidential matter described in a very easy language. We should not rush in, but we should not be that slow also that the whole life will go away without 10 canto. The urgency is there, and at the same time it has to be done step by step. So the first step is to get into the matters which are described in the first and second canto. And at least you should begin from the second chapter of the first canto. At least those 34 verses should be mastered. And then try to study both the cantos, then try to see the different topics which are described in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam to substantiate the principles described in the first and second canto. And this is how this scripture requires a very serious study. Now the time has come when we should cross-legged sit on the floor of the temples and in front of the deities and Prabhupada, we should pray them to give us the intellect to come to this point. And if you can do that, your life will be successful and those who will see you will also be successful. This is how we have to prove ourselves now. We have so many Prabhupada's disciples around us. If you claim that really you are a Prabhupada's disciple, you have to prove that you are a Prabhupada's disciple. Prabhupada did not sleep more than 3-4 hours. We don't have any right to snore for 12 hours. If you claim, and we all can claim that we are Prabhupada's disciples. He said that those who know Krishna in the Western world, they may not be initiated by me, but they are my disciples. Because he was the one, he brought Krishna from Bharat to all over the world. So in future also, the living entities who will know about Krishna, they will also follow him. Supreme spiritual master. And those who are really fortunate enough to be initiated by him have got the big responsibility on their shoulders. They should not defame their Guru Maharaj. By your behavior, you will prove whether you are Prabhupada's disciple or not. These things have got to be very clearly understood. And when we come to this, then we try to become a nice disciple. Discipline is the word, hidden in the word disciple. The person whose life is disciplined is known as a disciple. If the life is not disciplined, you cannot claim, Mataji, to be the disciple. Disciple has to be disciplined. And discipline is very nicely described by Srila Prabhupada. From the pages of first canto and the second canto, there is a nice verse. What do you mean by discipline? What does he mean by discipline? He says, Abhyasita dadata svain sthanani kalaye dadau. Abhyasita dadata svain sthanani kalaye dadau. Abhyasita Kali Yuga, when he was chastised by Parikshit Maharaj, he fell down at his feet and the surrendered soul should not be killed. So Parikshit Maharaj excused him. Then he started requesting. Because Parikshit Maharaj was very angry with him because he was just beating the cow with the stick. So he said, you are a bad man, you should leave my kingdom. So Kali Yuga started requesting Parikshit Maharaj. Abhyasita means to request. Sada, tasmai, to the king Parikshit Maharaj. Sthanani kalaye dadau. He requested that, please Maharaja, where should I go? I don't have any place to go. So please, be kind and give me few places to stay. Sthanani, all the places. Kalaye, to Kali. Dadau, Parikshit Maharaj gave. And which are those places he gave, they are four in number. Dyutam, Panam, Striya, Suna, Yatra, Adharmash, Chaturvidha. This is how the verses have got to be bisected. Each word you have to understand. Abhyasita is requesting. Who is requesting? To whom he is requesting? Why he is requesting? And what is the purpose of this word? Has got to be completely clear in our mind. This is how you should come to the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. Abhyasita, here there is a request. And we fully well should understand that this request is coming from the Kali, personified Kali, who was Shudra, but dressed in a dress of king. And why he requested, the whole episode we should remember. And try to have one or two verses from the whole episode. This is how, this is the work has got to be done. Mataji, you are late. Please stand up. Are you feeling sleepy? Then don't do like this. It's disrespectful. Bhagavatam. I was describing the episode of Kali, how it should be connected. This is how, unless you are guided like this, you will not understand how to come to the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. And this is the confidential way to get to this scripture. We don't have to do anything. That was what I was going to tell you. That everything is already ready in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. Nirupitam, Niranitam, it is everything is decided. We don't have to carry on any research. It's everything is ready here. But the only one thing we have to do, that we should be very clear in our mind. Take help of the mind, and with the help of the intellect, you should force yourself, force your mind to come to this. And as soon as your mind is forced by your intellect and by the motive power of your soul, you cannot be wrongly guided. That is the main thing. If the mind is left on its own, then it's the devil of the devil's workshop. So mind should not be left on its own. Mind should be completely forced every second of our existence by our intellect, which is finer than the mind. and Soham is the finest of all. What is that verse in Srimad Bhagavatam? Indriyani parani aho, indriya bhyaha param manaha, manasattu para buddhehe, buddhehe parasattu saha. This verse is beautiful. I think it's third chapter, end of the third chapter. He says, Indriyani parani aho, our indriyas, our senses are finer than the sense objects. This tape recorder is the sense object. But as soon as you put it on, you hear by your ear. So this object is a gross object, but your ear is a bit finer than the record, tape recorder. This is, he says, this is a gross object, whereas this is a living thing. And it should be finer than the gross thing. That is what Bhagavad Gita says. Indriyani parani aho, indriya bhyaha param manaha. And from indriya, this man, the mind, is more fine. So this is again gross. The mind is subtle. And mind should be finer than the gross senses. Indriya, indriyani parani aho, indriya bhyaha param manaha. Manasattu para buddhehe. Manasattu, from the mind, the intellect should be much more finer. This is the subtlest part of our existence. This is finest intellect. And buddhehe paratattu saha. And finer than the intellect is saha, he, that is our soul. The finest material. And the finest material always is the guiding principle. And as soon as your intellect is guided by soul, then it works quite all right, cooperatively. And then that intellect forces your mind to understand these things. As soon as the mind comes to this point, then you can realize that why Kali Yuga was given these four places, and why Vyasa Bhagavan says that these four places are Chaturvidha Adharmas. They are Adharma. They are non-religious places. And why Vyasa Bhagavan says, and why Srila Prabhupada has restricted us from performing any activity about these four places. This is the way to understand our regulated principles. Otherwise your mind will not cooperate. Simply to say that you should follow these four regulated principles, your mind will never cooperate. Never cooperate. But this is how, if you explain to it, the Vyasa Bhagavan's word, the topics of Srimad Bhagavatam, the meanings of the world, and the whole purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam, when you try to assemble all these things in one word, then that word becomes completely clear to you. Otherwise, our existence has no other meaning. Mokam Parthasa Jiva. Otherwise, our existence has no other meaning. Mokam Parthasa Jiva. Uselessly you breathe, and uselessly you eat, and uselessly you pass too. That's all. That is the only thing we do. Please don't live uselessly, and make the best of the bad bargain. Already the body is a bad bargain. It is our responsibility now to make best of it. And with this you should come to the second line of this verse. Dyutam, in gambling there is a Kali Yuga. Panam, in intoxication there is a Kali Yuga. Sriya, in illicit connections with the women, is Kali Yuga. Then Suna, in slaughterhouses, there is Kali Yuga. And where there is Kali Yuga, there would be definitely quarrel, misunderstanding, fighting and disturbance. These are the results of Kali Yuga. You go to Dyutam, you gamble, and you come across the fighting and disturbance. Misunderstanding. Then you come to Panam, intoxication, we know, the pub. If there are 10 people in the pub, in England, I don't know here, maybe more, but in England if 10 people are assembled in pub, they break each other's heads and they cut their lips and they think that they enjoy with a lager thing in their hand. And he thinks that he is enjoying. and they spend money. If you want to send money, then they can come here and we can keep with one hammer here and break the edge. At least that will be Krishna conscious breaking. This is how Kali Yuga is there. And the more you take resort of this place, the result is obvious that it will be quarreling and it will be completely misunderstanding and disturbance. And that we don't want. If you don't want this in every day in your life, then you have to follow the regulative principle. You don't have to look to that place. And that is what Krishna Prabhupada says. And if you want to be a devotee, if you want to come to Krishna, then this activity and Krishna cannot go together. You either go and break your head and pay money there, or you come in this hall and you be peaceful. So the same person has to choose what is to be done. And this is how we should understand. Dutam, Panam, Kriya, same thing. Illicit connections will kill you. And now more so in this age about this AIDS. But we are so very rascals that we don't mind, it doesn't matter, I have to die one day. So better have illicit connections and die. And then we wait for the death, AIDS to catch, and we are completely in the grip of the death. And even then he wants to enjoy. And a very nice example is given to the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. There is a frog. You have seen frogs. And they can strain their tongue and catch the insect. That is their arrangement. So if the frog is somewhere, then and if it sees the insect, it can strain the tongue and lick it. So one frog was already, because snakes eat the frogs. So it was already in the jaw of snake. So it was going to be swallowed, you know. But in the meantime, that frog saw insect. And so he licked the insect. This is our condition. We are suffering from AIDS. We are in the jaw of death. But again, there is some sincerity which is. This is our madness. Madness. When are we going to stop this madness? Is it in birth, in this birth? Have you decided that you are going to stop this insanity during this birth? Or you want some millions of births to understand this point? What have you decided? And if you have decided either way, then you are benefited or not benefited. The results are clear. If you follow the good path, the results will be good. If you follow the Kali Yuga path, then you have disturbance and fighting and quarreling and destruction. This is how these pages are very clear. And that's why these sunas, then again the poor died, you know. Whatever comes in front of us, we don't eat. Because actually Prabhupada has peeled our ears. They ask, what are you eating this dead body? So he just forced us to forsake everything. And now, at least we are without India, you know, except India and Russia, we are 3 million on the planet, the devotees. So at least these three out of 3 million, maybe 500 we can just discard, so they are just rotten again. But 2.5 million people have at least stopped these activities. We are loose in America regarding the sex life. But you are destroying yourself, because you are loose in them. And wherever you go, with all the beautiful temples, there is nobody to take care of it. Because even now, we don't understand that these are the activities of Adharma. And why we don't understand? Because we don't understand the verses. We don't come to Srila Prabhupada. We don't have time. So much time we waste here and there, and don't come to these pages. And that's why with all the things, with every instruction available very clearly through the Prabhupada's literature, we don't understand anything. And if you don't understand anything, what are you going to give to the children? That is the main point. The second generation is come already. Now we have second generation in ISKCON. And in San Diego, we came across the third generation. So really the process is working. For 3 generations, they are devotees. So the process is working. But because of our insincerity, we are completely escaping these things. With this, I think the point should be clear to you. Are the points clear? Did you get the message? Did you get the message? Did you understand?
Yes.
What is it? You have heard your head? No, no. Have you any wound? What is it? What is that bandage? This looks better. This looks nice. Without, what is that bandage? You should not do whatever you want to do. You should do whatever Prabhupada wants. Prabhupada has his bandage around his head. Foolish. And we claim to be devotees. This is nonsense. Unless you follow 10%, you cannot get the result. That is the trouble. Now, with this we should come to the pages of 10th canto. I hope that the points which I gave you are clear in your mind. And now we try to understand. This verse particularly, these verses, you know, they are beautiful. They are chosen from the topic, the advent of Lord Krishna, because we are celebrating today Janmashtami. And this particular topic is regarding Vasudeva and Devaki when they were newly married and Kansa was going to drive them to their in-laws' place. So that time, as soon as the Kansa heard from the sky the mysterious voice, you know, declaring that he is going to be killed by the eighth child of Devaki, he was very angry and he wanted to kill Devaki. So Vasudeva is trying to convince him not to kill. And these are the beginning verses. How Vasudeva is trying to convince the demon to give up this idea to kill the sister. So these two, three verses, they are beautiful. But we will take one verse first and see how the things go regarding our own life. These verses are very much connected to our day-to-day life. And you are clear about the topic. Because this is Vasudeva is trying to explain to Kansa just to stop killing his sister. And he presents different arguments. And Vasudeva, we must understand. When we come to understand Vasudeva, we know that he is the father of Krishna. And Krishna will not choose any living entity as a father if that living entity is not of the same nature as Krishna. Krishna's body is completely spiritual, Satchidananda Vigraha. He will not choose the father which has a material body. That we have to be very clear. And when we come to Vasudeva, we must remember, you should try to understand these living entities. Otherwise, we miss the mystery of the appearance of the Lord. Two lives previous to Vasudeva, he was a Prajapati known as Sutapa. And Devaki was Prishni, Sutapa's wife. Then they were married, and Brahma had ordered them to produce the children and fill up the whole planet. Sutapa and Prishni immediately did not go on honeymoon. Our condition is, before they sign, you know, in the registered office, marriage, they think that we are going to Miami, or we are going to somewhere for honeymoon. And hey, father has told me to produce this. Boom. You know? No, they didn't do. They didn't do that. Sutapa and Prishni wanted the best of the progeny. They didn't want to produce the whole army of the rascals. No, they don't. We are the persons who want the army of the rascals. And then they trouble us and we shout. That is not the way of Sutapa and Prishni. They perform very deep meditation for millions of years before they try to produce the progeny. For a long time, austerities were performed. This is the way, this is the Vedic concept. That if you want to have a child, you have to be completely austere. And then after years of sadhana, austerity, then Krishna was very pleased with their austerities. Because austerities Krishna likes. He himself enjoys, but he doesn't want us to enjoy. That is the beauty of Krishna. He is always in a joyous mood. But he doesn't want that we, like him, we run after our way, material sense gratification. He wants us to enjoy with him and not apart from him. Anyway, these topics are very deep, and that's why some explanation has got to be there. So as soon as Sutapa and Prasni performed these as austerity for a long time, Krishna was pleased with them. And Krishna appeared before them. And he asked them, "What do you want? I'm pleased with your advice." So Sutapa and Prasni said, "They didn't ask for $1,000,000. Otherwise we would ask, hey, come on, Krishna." No. They said that we want the progeny like you. We want the son like you. So he said, "All right, I'll give you the son like me." So this benediction he gave to Sutapa and Prasni, and I will be definitely son like you. You'll get the son like me. Then he went away, and he thought, "I have committed a great mistake." He said, "There is nobody like me. And I have given them the benediction that you will get the son like me. So I really cheated them." So then he went back to Sutapa and Prasni. He said, Sir and Madam, we are sorry. I am very sorry. I told you something which is not possible. So there is nobody like me. And I have told you that you will get a son like me. So I will have to come as a son like you. I will have to come as a son of you. But because I have committed a mistake, I will not appear only once as your son, but I will appear 3 times as your son in order to atone my mistake. So this is how Krishna was forced to appear 3 times in Vasudeva and Devi, mother and father. And why he selected those? Because they had completely purified themselves by the severe austerities. As soon as you become austere, as soon as you get up at 4 o'clock, for the whole day, as soon as you are engaged in the devotional service, your body doesn't remain material. That is our experience. As soon as you engage in these activities, like iron rod, continuously in association with the fire, acquires the qualities of fire. If you are continuously in association with the scriptures and devotional service, you acquire the quality of Krishna. And they had already acquired the qualities of Krishna. Sutapa was not a material body. Devaki was not a material body. They were completely spiritual. And that's why Krishna had accepted them as a mother and father. And in the first instance, he appeared as a Prasni Garbha to Sutapa and Prasni. That time Krishna's name was Prasni Garbha. Then second time, Kashyap and Aditi. Kashyap, Sutapa was Kashyap. Vasudeva was Kashyap. And Aditi was Devaki. And then again Krishna appeared as a Vaman Dev, God incarnation. Second time, Krishna accepted the same father and same mother. And it is not that only once Sutapa performed the austerities, but again in the form of Kashyap and Aditi, they form again long austerities. It is not that once, said Master, I didn't do anything. And next day, boom, boom, boom. No. The austerities have got to be continued. And they never stop. And if you don't stop the austerities, then your body doesn't remain material. That is the secret of this accepting father and mother, particularly Vasudeva and Devaki. And that's why it's a beautiful verse in Bhagavatam, you know. Satvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shabditam Yadhiyate Tatra Pumanha Pavrita Satvecha Tasmin Bhagavan Vasudevo Hi Adhokshajome Namasa vidhiyate. Beautiful. Describe what Vasudevi or what Devaki. Satvam vishuddham vasudeva shapritam. Beautiful, you know, each word is beautiful. And this is how you should learn the verses, each word. Each word should be very clear in your mind. And then you can pass on the message to somebody. If you yourself are not clear, what are you going to pass on? You will pass on the dirt of your mind. And people don't want enough dirt they have. Why should they want dirt from you? Satvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shaptitam. This is Bhagavatam nicely sung, yeah? Satvam is a substance. And that substance is Vishuddham, extra purified, completely purified substance. And if that sattva, that eternal substance, if it is completely purified, then Vasudeva Shabditam. Shabditam means it is known as Vasudeva. That is Vasudeva. That is Krishna's father. It is completely purified. Abhayam Chatta Samshuddhi Jnana Yoga Vyavasthiti. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna describes, you know, Abhayam, if you want to be fearless, then you must have Jnana Yoga Vyavasthiti. Then you must have this knowledge. And then, Abhayam Sattva Samshuddhi, your existence must be purified. And we can also very well purify our existence by completely avoiding those four sinful activities in the form of gambling, intoxication, then illicit sex, and meat, fish and eggs. If you can avoid that, then there is a chance that you begin to purify your own existence. Sattvam Vishuddham, that is, Abhayam Sattvatam Shuddhi. Okay, same words are used in Bhagavad Gita and in Bhagavatam. This is how Bhagavad Gita should become the next nature of ours. To that extent, we should go through Bhagavad Gita. Never you leave Bhagavad Gita anywhere. You should keep always with you and try to be sincere about Bhagavad Gita. These two words are completely similar in Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Abhayam Sattva Samshuddhi. Sattva Samshuddhi means purified existence. And Sattvam Vishuddham, same, purified existence. When your existence is extra purified like this, then that existence is known as Vasudeva. And if you can purify to that extent, then Krishna accepts the Father. Otherwise, he doesn't accept A, B, C, D, and Dick, Tom, and Harry as a father. No. No, we very much like to be his father. Because if you are a father, then you are older. You don't have to follow his order. We like to be father. Hey, sit down. Neil Mana says, yeah. Come, give me that. Give it. We want to order him. But in order to order him, we have to qualify ourselves. Satvam Vishuddham. Otherwise there is no chance. And yad iyate. Then in that condition, iyate, he reveals. His revealing has got a very serious condition. Satvam Vishuddham. And you have to remember that by controlling the actions, we can never be purified. You may be feeling comfortable that, hey, I don't interrupt, I don't go to the pubs, I don't have any illicit connection, I don't eat fish, meat or eggs. No, that is not enough. Your ideas about that also should be clean. If you have a bad idea, then you are going to fall down. And ideas, how to clear the ideas? Cheto Darpana Marjanam. Bhava Maha Davagni Nirvapa. This is Mahadavagni. It's a forest fire of gambling, intoxication, illicit sex, and diet, bad diet. This is a forest fire. And you have to completely wash your minds off these things. So Prabhupada was accused once that you are brainwashing our children, some parents here. So Prabhupada gave a very nice answer. He said, your children did not have any brains. I supplied and washed. What the fuck? We are like those children. We need our brain. It is He who supplies us the brain, and He is continuously watching us. So it is His, and His thing, He can do anything, wash or make dirt. So this is how we should come to these stages. The time is over, I'm afraid. So shall we stop here? And you please go through 10, 1, 39 and 40 verses. If you can today. First chapter for 10 canto, verse number 39 and 40. We must stop, but I feel that I have made you ready to understand these verses. So now it's only the matter of reading and understanding that you can do very well. So please try to understand these things and don't waste your existence. It's only once we get. All other activities we have done in every species of life. So for in this species of life, for a change, we must come to this. Any comments?
Pardon? We hear the meaning of the question, or sometimes we hear that it doesn't affect most of the question. But it seems that gambling is much more prevalent in my view, in the sense that gambling understood in its most essential form means any kind of sense. Can you elaborate on that?
There is a nice verse. In the beginning of this chapter, I think it is 4 or 6.